here's a story from The World.
This Sunday marked the 30th anniversary of a milestone in American civil rights law.
I now lift my pen to sign this Americans with Disability Act and say, let the shameful wall of exclusion finally come tumbling down. God bless you all.
The ADA, signed, as you heard there, by President George H.W. Bush, barred discrimination against people with disabilities. It outlined their rights to reasonable accommodations in public life. South Korea has similar protections for its disabled citizens. And just like in the U.S., Koreans with disabilities continue to push for greater inclusion. From Seoul, reporter Jason Strother tells us about one of those advocates.
Hong Seol-yoon leads me on a tour of Doksogong, a former royal palace.
Have you been to this palace many times?
Of course. Maybe once a week. A lot of times, yeah.
Outside, performers are playing instruments and dressed in colorful 19th century costumes. Hong and I zigzag around the tourists snapping photos. At the palace's wooden gate, I walk over a step. Hong rolls up a small ramp.
Do you find this palace particularly accessible for someone using a wheelchair?
So actually, the palace, they renovate the few years ago, and they put some slope for the wheelchair.
Hong is founder of Tourism for All Korea, a nonprofit that advocates for inclusive travel. Her work helped shape the creation of a center for tourists with disabilities in Seoul. She created a guide to accessible sites and businesses, and she's pushed the city to provide more low-deck buses for wheelchair users. Hong says many of these improvements benefit everyone, the elderly, pregnant women, and parents pushing strollers, too.
Disabled or not, they have same needs. Like, they want to travel, they want to visit. I think that's not different.
Hong was 10 years old when she was paralyzed after a swimming pool accident. She says at that time, Korea wasn't accessible at all for wheelchair users.
So in my high school and middle school days, a lot of discrimination. Even, like, I cannot really go to school because there was no elevator in that time. Even teachers didn't know how to teach disabled students. That was a really hard time.
Instead of sending her to a school for disabled children, Hong's family moved to the Philippines. They felt the country was more caring toward people with disabilities. As a teen, Hong sometimes felt depressed about her situation, but a teacher helped her gain confidence. One thing he told her stands out.
Disabled is not a abnormal. It is just uncomfortableness. Just do whatever you want to do. It impacts me a lot. It really changed my life.
Hong returned to South Korea for university. By then, she had learned to advocate for herself. Like when her school refused to relocate a class from the upper floor of a building that had no elevator. Hong fought back and won. The class was moved. South Korea finally passed an anti-disability discrimination law in 2007. Hong says one of the best things she can do to get rid of lingering prejudice is to help make disability more visible.
네. 네, 그리고
먼저 하겠습니다. 네. 안녕하세요. 저는 유럽 7개 나라 26개 도시를 휠체어로 타고 돌아오고
She's been a panelist on a nationally broadcast TV show about disability issues. And after backpacking through Europe, Hong wrote a book about her travels, the first of its kind in Korea. She says at first, publishers weren't interested.
Two companies denied to write my book. No one can read. No one will gonna read because it's all about disabled story, disability story. And I said, I was really, hurt.
Another publisher agreed to a limited printing. Hong says those 3,000 copies quickly sold out. She now gets a lot of messages from other disabled Koreans. They talk about how her experiences inspired them to travel and try things like paragliding, which she did in Switzerland.
That paragliding section, people really love that one. Mm-hmm. Because they never think that, disabled person can do that kind of sports.
Hong says a wheelchair user doesn't have to go all the way to Europe to try paragliding. They can do that in Korea now. She believes travel and tourism are ways people with and without disabilities can connect with each other.
Suddenly, they meet disabled people in their life. They also can change. They now change their mind. What is disabled people and how to live with disabled people?
And that, Hong adds, is how able-bodied people overcome their biases. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
From PRX.